Wavesound Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Other People's Houses by Hilary McPhee, narrated by Margot Knight. Chapter 1. To Amman. Writing now, more than a decade on, there was always going to be more to it than met the eye, or so I was told when I first confided the complexities, the impossibilities even, of finalising the second book to an experienced chronicler of the Middle East, who'd written a brilliant account of another branch of the Hashemite family. "The mothers and daughters will always win," he said. Then, when I began to speak more publicly about that time, mindful of the secretiveness that surrounded and followed me home, a journalist emailed from North America saying she had been asked to produce something similar years before me, and there had been others. She sounded angry or hurt or misled, or all three. I wasn't, or maybe I was deluding myself. I had been plunged into another world's politics, power plays, moral universe. That changed me, at least, sharpened my wits, saved me even. Now I find myself struggling not to see it all as a trap I could not have avoided. Undertaking to make a book for someone whose work had been at the centre of a part of the world I had always yearned to return to and to know more about, and that was, by then, under siege by the remorseless coalition of the willing, was an escape into an adventure that I could not have resisted. The years before I was first contacted had been tough for many, including my extended blended family. My father-in-law's long illness, my ailing mother going in and out of hospital, then into rehab twice and home again. I went up and down the Geelong Road to the South Coast, with food for her freezer, stayed with her for weeks on end, to help her shower and dress and learn to cope again. At night, after she was safely in bed, I would listen, sick with horror, to reports on my radio, turned down low so she would not wake, of the carnage in Afghanistan and the rage of the Iraqi people as war escalated in the Middle East. Strategic experts pontificated on military solutions, and bleeding hearts like me saw only massive retribution for 9/11 and the calamities about to rain down on the Iraqi people and their children. Then came the bombardment of Baghdad, that beautiful ancient city on the Tigris. The television footage of unsecured treasures in the National Museum of Antiquities, and glimpses of the great Mesopotamian archaeological sites, and the ancient archway across Haifa Street, where the US would...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?